News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
2 weeks to polling day tomorrow, and the political parties are all getting their manifestos and their policy positions out before the electorate. Sinn Féin today launching their immigration policy. It's called A Fair System That Works. Matt Carthy is Sinn Féin's Director of Elections. He's candidate in Cavan Monaghan. Matt Carthy, good morning.
Good morning, Jonathan.
This is an area where Sinn Féin is probably smarting a little bit from having perceived to have lost ground with its electorate. What exactly is in this policy that's different to what you had before?
Well, the new initiative that we will be launching this morning is a proposal for an immigration management unit and agency that will be given responsibility for processing, for enforcement, for registration and accommodation in relation to all issues, particularly in respect of international protection. This is an acknowledgement that the approach of the outgoing government to immigration and particularly international protection has been haphazard, it has been chaotic, and it has been very visibly very divisive in many communities. So today we're setting out how we will address what is a societal challenge and that the parties of the outgoing government have proven incapable of managing correctly. And it involves the establishment of this new agency that will be tasked with speeding up processing times, ensuring that accommodation for those seeking international protection isn't placed in areas that is already under pressure, isn't operated in a way that benefits a very small number of private operators, and ensures that the compassion, fair play and decency are at the heart of how we deal with all of these things.
Let's dig into that to a certain degree. You're saying that the location of these centres is important. There is evidence to suggest that areas, particularly rural areas, have been disproportionately impacted because that's where there was available accommodation through hotels that were closed and so on. Effectively, what you're trying to say today is these people are going to affluent areas. What is an affluent area as far as you're concerned, McCarthy?
So this information is already readily available. We have things like the public deprivation index. We have other public data. The new agency would be charged with setting out very precisely the criteria that would be applied, because we don't support the notion of placing more vulnerable people in areas where people are already struggling to get by. And we won't tolerate a system whereby a small number of private operators are making a literal fortune while both local communities and those seeking international protection are actually failed.
I'm agreeing with you that there's a core point there, and I'm actually agreeing with you on that one. What I'm saying is, is there an element of red meat being thrown here by saying we're going to put these people not in working class areas but in affluent areas? Are you trying to appeal to a core base there? I'm not accusing you of dog whistling, but maybe others might.
No, this has to be about common sense, Jonathan. This has to be about logic, and it is illogical to place a large number of vulnerable people, and this has been done on a number of occasions, into areas where services are already stretched and where the local community is already struggling. There are some communities in this state that haven't had those same experiences, and paradoxically also haven't had locations for international protection allocated within. So that to me doesn't make sense. I don't think it makes sense to anybody else. We also, regardless of the areas, even in those areas where international protection would be proposed, we have to ensure that whatever communities are affected, that they are part of the conversation. Because as it stands, this is the one area, one development that can take place in a local community whereby the local community have no input whatsoever. That isn't fair. Mm. That isn't the way of managing that. So what we have to do, there's a number of elements to what we would be charging the new immigration management agency with doing. The first thing is ensuring that when people come to Ireland seeking international protection, that first of all, that they're treated fairly, that we have the degree of compassion that the Irish people are renowned for, that we don't just hand people tents and sleeping bags and expect them to make their own way, but also that their application is processed quickly. At the moment, it is still taking a year on average for the initial application process to take place. It's taking the guts of a year for an appeals process to take place. That all of that can be done much quicker. And while that process is ongoing, and it should happen in a much more speedy manner, people have to be located in accommodation centres. Those accommodation centres should not be in places like hotels or other places that are actually removing the amenity from the local community.
Every party is going to say they're going to try and do this better. This is your policy coming out today. The reality is, with the narrative that is there at the moment, nobody wants an IPAS centre opening near them. It's going to be seized upon by those on the far right to prey upon vulnerabilities within any community, whether it is affluent or working class. You're not going to be able to solve that in Sinn Féin.
Well, what we need to do is almost take an entirely fresh approach, because we've done this well in the past. I come from a community, Jonathan, that has actually been involved in quite a number of resettlement programs where we had people from the Congo, from Syria, others who came into our communities, were accommodated, were integrated and were welcomed.
But we had a volume issue with Ukraine, people coming in from Ukraine, people fleeing the wars there. It's a volume issue as opposed to how Ireland can deal with that issue.
I dispute that because at the same time as those resettlement programs were happening, the initiative by government to outsource to private operators, to the use of hotels and other mechanisms, was also happening in parallel. And it was those latter issues that caused huge consternation in local communities, particularly in rural communities. And this is a decade ago, long before the war in Ukraine commenced. So where people in areas where you couldn't get a GP, where the local schools were under pressure, where there were very little social amenities, woke up one morning to find out that their local hotel had been turned into essentially a direct provision centre. That is a recipe for social upheaval, and that is a recipe for chaos, and that is not something that Sinn Féin would stand over.
Your policy is being launched later today. One more thing, McCarthy, before I let you go. Disney Plus is launching a new 9-part series today called Say Nothing. It is effectively a series into the disappeared and the murder of Jean McConville. In terms of timing, is this helpful for Sinn Féin? And can I ask for your reaction to it?
Well, I obviously haven't seen the programme, and I'll get to watch it. I'm sure it'll be after the election at some stage. No, we should never shirk away from any period of our history. We should always look on these things in the round. The truth is that we came through a conflict that many people suffered. The one thing that I'm thankful every day for is the fact that we have a live peace process that has largely been successful. And I'm very proud that my party played a key role in that peace process.
All right, we'll leave it there. Matt Carthy, thanks very much for joining us this morning on News Talk Breakfast.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.